ultimately, if you want something to shift, now we were talking about through addiction and pornography in particular, but you could apply this to anything. If there's something that you want to change in your behaviors, in your environment, you know, it ultimately requires an identity shift for it to stick. You can make behavior changes, you can do some lifestyle changes to support, but until you can shift how you see yourself, you'll never fully be stepped into it. Hey, you're listening to another episode of Dadpreneur Arising. I'm your host, Carl Taylor. And in this episode, we are debriefing the longer episode that I did this week with JK Ermezi. Now, JK is a guy that I've known of for many years. He's actually been a client in my agency, Automation Agency, or customer, as he put it, for 5 years. So he's been working with Automation Agency for over 5 years. But I personally hadn't really met him, got to know him until about a year ago. We were at an event in Hawaii together and we were walking to a restaurant and we went deep super fast. He's the kind of guy that because of the work he's done, the work I've done, we could drop into vulnerability and go deep on some of this, relationships, addictions, all of this stuff we find fascinating together. And you get a bit of a sneak peek of that in the episode. So as always, I encourage you to go and listen to the full episode, right? Like, if you got the time, can make the time, go and listen. You'll get a lot more value out of that. If you don't have the time, or you've already have listened to it and you just want a summary, that's what these episodes are about. This is about giving you my biggest takeaways from the conversation. You might notice my voice is a little bit, whispering more than normal. My daughter's just asleep upstairs and I'm just make sure she doesn't wake up, right? So let me tell you a little bit about JK, where you can find out about him. He's got his own podcast as well. It's called the Porn Reboot Podcast. And yes, if you didn't already know, that's what we talked about. JK runs a company. Well, firstly, he's a certified addiction coach. He's a sex and pornography addiction recovery coach. And he's the CEO of Elevated Recovery. You can find out more at elevatedrecovery.org. He helps men who have sex or pornography addictions in particular to recover. And he's able to do that because of his own journey where he, for 11 years, he was addicted to pornography. And he shared in the longer conversation about how he was first exposed to pornography at the age of 8. And so that led us down a bit of a path as he shared his journey. I made sure when we wrapped up the episode that we talked about, as parents, what can we do with kids? Because for him and his exposure to pornography, my exposure to pornography, probably yours listening, guessing you from your age, I don't know your age who's listening, but I'm assuming you're similar age or even older than I am. Our exposure to pornography was through magazines and, not in the same stimulating way that our kids now can access with technology and the plethora, the ease of access, right? Like I remember my exposure was a magazine that one of my friends at primary school, had buried, they'd stolen from their dad and they'd buried out. And that was my first exposure to pictures of a naked woman, right? And pornography. Now, kids today, they can get access to it. JK shared that he knows of people who are 5 years old who've been given iPads who have stumbled their way across pornography at 5 years old. It's mind blown. And so we talked about, and I think this is an important thing to say, that we need to have conversations with our kids. We can't just go and pretend, they're not going to come across it. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. When will they get exposed to it? Whether it's a boy or a girl, they're going to be exposed to pornography. And we need to be able to figure out how we're going to address that. Now, my kids aren't old enough. I can't speak from experience from this. JK doesn't have kids, but he does have a lot of kids who reach out to him because of what he does with his YouTube channel. So he shared that he thinks there's really two key things. One is setting up and explaining the difference between intimacy, right? Like watching, a porn video is you're not getting the same intimacy that you would get from an actual relationship. And so really setting up that the idea of an actual relationship contains this extra thing called intimacy and helping them seek intimacy rather than seek the addiction of pornography or fantasy or whatever that comes from, but seek the intimacy. And intimacy can have many forms, but ultimately it's got that emotional connection in there. The other thing that we talked about too is setting the example. Think about what is your relationship with your wife or woman like? Are you setting a good example of what a healthy relationship should look like, including not hiding the fact that you might have a sexual relationship? Hopefully you do have a sexual, and if you don't have a sexual relationship since the kids have come along, you know, come and seek some help either in one of my programs or through other people who are out there who help people bring the sex life back. But don't hide the fact that, you know, if you've got teenagers in the house, I hear people say all this stuff all the time, oh, the kids, you know, the teenagers are down the hall, so we didn't have sex. It's like, kid, teenagers are down the hall. You don't need to put it in their face. Yes, they might be embarrassed, but to be honest, they actually need to know that it's okay and normal that older couples and couples who are in love and people who've got long-term relationships do have sex. So there's a balance. You obviously don't want to put it in their face. You don't want to turn them off and do it. But we talk about setting a good example of what a relationship looks like, a healthy relationship from an emotional standpoint, from a sexual standpoint, as well as then educating and explaining how pornography lacks that intimacy, whether you're watching them or if you, even your experience as the watcher, you're lacking the intimacy. So we talked about that. I thought that was really interesting. The other thing, we went on a few different paths. So we talked obviously about his program, why 12-step programs didn't work for him, why traditional therapy didn't work for him, and which led to the creation of the porn reboot system, which is what he teaches. And one of the key things there, and I agree with this. So a bit of context, I've been through a 12-step program, not for alcoholics or drugs or, you know, porn or sex or anything like that, but for relationship codependence. Right. So I went through the 12-step program to work on codependency. And one of the steps of a 12-step program is to surrender over to God, right? That you are powerless against this affliction and I surrender to God. And I actually personally found that a very helpful frame to come to. And the idea of being in service to God and surrendering over to a higher power, whatever you want to call your higher power, whether it's the universe, fate, you know, whatever it needs to be for you, but to hand over to a higher power. I found that quite fulfilling and helpful. And yet at the same time, as he pointed out, you're giving away your power and kind of looking for someone else to give you the answers. In the 12-step program, you're looking not just to God, but you're looking for the program to give you the answers. You're looking to have others tell you that's okay. And they never fully take away the idea of the identity of being, you know, an addict. You know, you're always an alcoholic. If it's part of Alcoholics Anonymous, you're always, every single day, it's day by day, you're X number of days sober, you're in the program. So it has its place. And if you've been through it or you need help, please don't be afraid to give it a go. But he shared that it doesn't empower you to shift the identity, because ultimately what you need to change, he's like, lifestyle changes are great. You know, some behavior changes are useful, but they don't ultimately stick. And he gave the example of, you know, you might've gotten over or thought you'd gotten over some porn addiction. And then a lifestyle change happens, like you had kids. And all of a sudden he finds that a lot of the men he works with have got kids who are 6 years and the under, because that's a really more challenging time where sex life often in a relationship can dry up. And so the use of pornography goes up and the old addictions from younger years might show up again. And so what's happened is you haven't actually shifted the identity to get the proper change. And so that's one of the big takeaways here is that you ultimately, if you want something to shift, now we were talking about through addiction and pornography in particular, but you could apply this to anything. If there's something that you want to change in your behaviors, in your environment, you know, it ultimately requires an identity shift for it to stick. You can make behavior changes, you can do some lifestyle changes to support, but until you can shift how you see yourself, you'll never fully be stepped into it. And that's a really important step and process that I think is really worth, if you take nothing away from this episode or from the longer episode, to go, who do I need to be? To have everything I want, who do I need to be? What does that identity look like? And how do I actually step into it and start believing that I am that person, that I now am that person, right? You know, in the Dadpreneur program, it's about you need to be a business owner, not a business operator. That's an identity shift. If you still think of yourself as a business operator and you're trying to build a business you own, you'll be stuck. The only way you can truly build a business you own is you need to step into the identity of I'm a business owner and an investor. And the way I think about business is the same way an investor would think about a business. I own it. It's a completely different way of looking at your business. And that's what we do at Dadpreneur, teach you how to see your business as a business owner. How do you step into that identity as a business owner, not a business operator? And it's the same thing. You want to get healthy and fit. You know, you can just go and you can go and do some running, you can do whatever. But if you don't shift your identity over to someone who's like, I work out every day, whatever that identity, I'm a Superman, I'm a super dad. If you think about the dad bod and you still have that in your mental identity, you're going to struggle to lose the dad bod. So this applies across all the paths that your identity needs to shift. And it's hard to do on your own. It's hard to shift your identity on your own. You usually need help. Most of my identity shifts have come from coaches. not from them giving it to me, but supporting me on the journey. So it's a really important part. And if you are suffering or struggling with something like porn addiction, I highly encourage you go and take a look at what JK is offering. Over, get the free resources on the free podcast, check out his website. But if you really need some help, consider working with him and some of his coaches, because it's impacting your business, it's impacting your relationship, it's impacting your health, your energy. And ultimately, there's so many parts that if you can shift that identity and no longer be addicted to... And actually, I want to touch on something. He talked about, he uses the word addiction in his marketing because that's how we generally refer to it. But he thinks of it and talks about it in his program more as compulsive behavior. So if you have this compulsive behavior that leads you to watching pornography, then seek some help. I really encourage it. You're not alone. There's many men that go through it. Not enough people talk about it. That's why we're talking about it on the podcast. I love what JK is doing. I think it's super valuable, super important to the right men who need that support. And if that's you, please don't hide away from it. Go and at least get exposure to the free resources. You don't have to give him any information. Listen to his podcast. No one will know except you. Last thing I'll share that was a good takeaway from that episode. There were lots of great nuggets. One of the other nuggets is he actually asked me a question. We were talking about one of the steps in his program is people, they need to take control of their identity of what is a reboot, right? It's a porn reboot. What does reboot look like for you? And that's going to be different. Like he's not here to tell you what the reboot looks like. He's here to help you figure out what that looks like. And I said, I've got a similar process that I go through and teach called a leading expedition. And I didn't come up with it. I learned it from a guy called Zach Rohde in one of his programs, a relationship program. And it's a really simple framework. And I'll recap it here. It's in the longer episode. But basically, when I'm stuck in the swamp of emotion, and I'm one of those guys who can, I can really get caught up in my head and my emotions, get into a bit of a victim mindset sometimes. It could be business related, could be relationship related, could be various things. It's usually business or relationship in my experience for me. And I get stuck and I'm stuck in this swampy emotion, feeling sorry for myself or feeling attacked or whatever's going on. And rather than stick in that, I use a leading expedition. And a leading expedition is basically, what is my vision? First step is just get crystal clear. What is my vision? Where am I trying to get to? So for a relationship, right? I might have the context of, you know, my vision for my relationship is we're having sex twice a week. We're got a weekly date night. We're laughing. We're having fun. We're playful. We've got great emotional connection, intimacy. We trust each other, blah, 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 right? Like a picture, this whole thing. So it's like, cool, get clear on my vision. Then go, what's the problem? What's the problem? What's getting in the way of that vision? What is my challenge, my problem that needs to be solved? Great. And the problem might be self-focused or it might be the other person focused in a relationship or a business context. So the problem is my client's this, or my problem is my partner yells at me or whatever. And so once you go, okay, that's my vision. Here's my problem. The next step is go, how do I feel? How do I feel about this problem? And it's not an intellectual exercise. It's actually feel the feelings. I feel sad. I feel rejected. I feel sad. Whatever's going on, I feel it. Let the feelings that you were probably swamping in anyway, just name them and feel them. But then, this is where it shifts. Then you give yourself loving judgment, just like you would to one of your best mates. If your best mate was sitting in front of you telling his sob story and you truly loved the guy, you were truly there for him, you're going to be like, dude, man the fuck up. Do this, do that. Like you're going to be like, dude, you're beating yourself up. What are you doing? And you need to do the same thing to you. Same thing you would say to a friend. You go, great. Well, dude, like, you've had your pity party, now get over it. Once you've done the loving judgment, whatever it needs to be, it comes from you. I can't tell you what you'd say there. Then it's like, what are you going to do about it? What's your first step? What's the action you can take? So vision, problem, emotions that you feel around that problem, loving judgment, and then action. What is my action plan? What is the one thing? What's the one action, the one step that I can take to move closer to my vision? And that's it. And that gets me out of my swamps when I'm stuck in it. And it, JK asked a really important question. You know, it's not to say that I do that and it's fixed. I might have to do that process either exactly the same or similar multiple times in a week for the same problem. It's not always a one and done. Sometimes it is, but it's about just in the moment getting stuck. You're in the motion, get out of it with a clear action plan. I need to do this thing and go and do that thing. If you find yourself stuck again, you go through it again. Okay, cool. My vision's this. My problem's this. I feel this. Here's my loving judgment. All right, here's my action. Here's what I'm going to do. So I think that's a really valuable takeaway, and I hope you can use it in your life. Now, if you want more cool takeaways like that from me, you want some help to better balance being a business owner, being a husband, a lover, and a man in today's society, then come and check us out over at dadpreneur.com. Love to see if we're a good match for what you do and what we do. Otherwise, keep listening to the podcast. Hope it's helpful. You'll find all the show notes to this episode and the previous episodes over on rising.show. Until next time, keep up the journey. Hey, fellow dadpreneur, thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you've missed something said on today's episode, you can find transcripts, links, and other notes from today's episode, as well as all other episodes over at rising.show. That's .show, not .com. So head over to rising.show to get all the information that you need.